So I'm sitting here, who has pretty much been my dad, my pretty lovely dad, for the whole week here. He is subcab leader Martin. Hello, fella.
Hello, son. How are you doing?
I'm feeling all right. Thank you very much, father. Thank you very much. How are you? What have you been up to? Have you been keeping out of trouble?
I've managed to keep out of most of the trouble most of the time. But yeah, it's been good. Really enjoyed it. And not too much trouble.
Now, could you please, now as we're friends now, as we've been, known each other for too long, it feels like, mainly for you to me, but what is your job? What do you actually do?
As little as possible. My job description says sort out the problems. Basically, I don't know what my job is because I don't know what the next problem's going to be. So when that problem comes along, we solve it.
So because it does seem to me, as an observer of what you've been doing, frolicking around fields with a walkie-talkie, you know, looking important, etc., making sure everyone's safe and happy, jolly good things. But it also does seem to be quite a lot of meetings.
Only one meeting, probably two or three meetings a day.
Suddenly they've grown, have you noticed?
Yes, okay, so two or three meetings a day. Just to make sure that the other subcamps are aware of my problems and I'm aware of their problems. So if we've got big problems, we all know about it.
Now, do these meetings have coffee and bourbon biscuits?
Oh, and sometimes more.
Oh, really? I don't know if it's... is it POR safe to ask? What else?
Well, of course, there's no alcohol involved, if that's what you mean.
Of course, there's never any alcohol. I've been sober for months, in fact. Months and years. So what, have you been able to try any of the zones while you've been here, or have you just been focused on your subcamp duties?
I've wandered around Zone 6, which is the drop-in zone, so I thought I'd drop in, it'd be rude not to. But mostly just making sure everybody's happy and enjoying life on or in Sweden.
I see. First off, I didn't know Sweden was so close to Thailand. Obviously, my geography teacher was pants at school. I didn't realise this.
Actually, you know, Thailand is just between Sweden and Chile. I must admit, I didn't know that. I thought we had the Atlantic Ocean, but where's that? I don't know.
Yeah,
UK is near Chile. I think that's probably a relationship with the Falklands. I'm not sure, but that could be it.
All inside jokes that no one's going to understand. Great fun. So, what are your plans? Because we're all packing down. Some people have already gone. The people from Norway. Yeah, they've gone to Norwich. oops. So they're going literally, if they haven't already, at 4 o'clock.
In about 10 minutes' time, they'll be on their way.
Okay. So most people are kind of packing down, wearing down, all that malarkey, hoping to keep things dry. What are your plans for the next 24 hours or so?
Okay, my plans for the next 24 hours, we have a closing ceremony this evening at 7 o'clock, where I get to appear on stage, no less.
Well, there's not much of a stage left, really, let's be fair.
That's probably why they asked me. Maybe I've got to hold it up, I don't know. They didn't tell me what I've got to do on stage, but maybe that's what I've got to do.
Hold lots of huge umbrellas over and make back the roof that blew away a couple of days ago. And wear a skirt, we've been told.
Yes. There are rumours that one of the guide units on the camp has made me a costume for the closing ceremony. We had a fitting last night, and it doesn't look very fitting at all.
Okay. Hello. Yeah, really. Well, you've got such beautiful legs, dear boy. Right, I've just been told to promote Essex International Jamboree, but it sounds like pants, so I won't. So what else?
Excuse me. It's not pants, it's a very, very good jamboree. Basically, you're going to have massive subcamps for the scouts, a nice subcamp for the rangers and explorers, and so many activities, it's just going to rock. You won't want to go to the Olympics.
Okay, I see that you've been practicing that, haven't you? You've been walking up and down in the kitchen, there's a little groove in the tiles.
It's nothing to do with that. The DC says £50 per person I get a ticket to.
Ah, see, there you go. A little bit. All for leader juice, I'm sure. Lemonade. Anyway, Martin, thank you very much for your time, fella.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Take care, boys and girls. I'll see you soon.